Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about stupid ways you hurt yourself. Okay. Stupid injuries.
I don't want to assume anything, but I have a feeling Erica has a lot of stories.
You know what? Too careful.
Really?
Oh, too careful.
See, wow. I thought it would be the opposite. Right. You'd be so clumsy.
I feel like once you start remembering things, you're going to go, oh, wait, I can't do that.
Yeah. We might have an avalanche.
There was a dude who was hiking in China, and he decided to take a selfie from the rocky edge of a cliff. Mm-hmm. Does anyone see where this is going to go?
Yeah.
Lots of likes on the gram.
Lots of, he looked down and tried to snap a selfie, but stumbled and fell off the cliff, disappearing into the trees below.
Oh my gosh.
If you're one of the friends with him, what's your first reaction?
He's gone.
Yeah, I just the thing with your hands. We're like, oh, no. Bye. Yeah. Well, you're down like, one in the front. Like, I'm not going over to the edge.
Right, and I can't help you.
Yeah, he fell off the cliff.
No, I would be screaming for help.
I would find a way down.
No, you would. I would not.
I saw
find
the
a way
video,
down.
And it wasn't like Everest. It was
you could climb down.
You kind
he
of
still
could,
fell
yeah.
about 50 feet into the trees below, and then slid and rolled. A la Princess Bride, another 50 feet while screaming, as you wish. It was horrifying.
I wouldn't know that reference.
That's okay. It's not a great movie.
This is going to be a stupid injury for you.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Insulting Princess Bride. If you're a Princess Brider, meet me at the station. I'll
just
lure
feel
her
like
downstairs.
You hyped it up so much.
It's because, okay, never mind. So that guy got hurt taking a selfie.
And he lived?
He did live.
Wow.
According to some recently compiled data, there were 425 selfie deaths.
Deaths.
In the 10-year period between 2014 and 2024.
I totally believe it.
Why would you take a selfie at the edge of something that could kill you?
Because people are dumb.
Yeah, you know where I think a lot of this is a great stupid injury, but like your selfie injury is at Yellowstone. It's like, oh, I'm going to get close to this buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Right, it is a bison. It's there.
I don't know. Yeah.
So that's stupid. Mm-hmm. When I think of the stupidest way I've hurt myself 1,000 stupid ways, but like I think I was a little hammered and I opened a package of spicy Doritos, the spicy nacho.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
And you're just horking them, you're like, I'm like, you're so, like, you just want food in. And like, at some point, I turned my hand just enough and I put one in vertically as opposed to horizontally. And I'm just like, I'm just like the weird hungry hippo. I'm like, hungry hippo. and it just like, and like went almost into my brain. Like the full roof of my mouth was impaled. Oh,
and it was spicy.
The spicy, yeah. Oh. It was the darker red. There's
nothing worse than a cut with spice in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, inside your mouth.
Right.
So it was just like, it's like stuck in there, and you're just trying to like, then you're trying to like pull it out with your tongue.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that's awful.
Here's a fun fact. Do you know what they call that part of your body in Brazil? And we should call the same thing.
Like
what do
the
you
roof
call
of
where
your
I got?
Mouth?
Yeah.
The roof of your mouth.
It's so much smarter.
The ceiling.
It's called the ceiling of your mouth.
Oh. Yeah.
It's not the roof of your mouth.
True.
The roof of your mouth would be in your brain.
Yeah, it'd be the top of your head.
Yes. That's the ceiling of your mouth.
You're also correct. We got going here and I thought of one.
Yay!
All right, so if you've hurt yourself in a stupid way, you'll hear Erica's in a moment, but we want to hear your story as well. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I was young, so I don't know how much of my fault this was, but my sister and I were fighting over who got to sit in the front seat on the drive home from my brother's basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
And she went running. And I was chasing her, and she got into the seat and went to slam the door closed. And I put my hand in the door, and the door locked.
No!
So
my grandma is like screaming and like trying to find the keys, and my mom's with her, and they think my fingers are gone.
Like cut off.
Yeah, they were convinced. They were all
Did
there.
Did you pull
they
them out?
Or no,
you
couldn't no,
pull
I was
them out
stuck.
Until the
I
door.
I couldn't get them out. So I knew they were attached still.
I'm sure you were calm and level-headed about the whole situation.
She like, might have been. She could have been in total shock.
I was like 8. Like there was, I don't think I understood the concept of how bad that could have been. Oh. I could have lost my whole, I wouldn't have been able to wear an engagement ring.
Oh no.
And that would have been the true tragedy. Weirdly, I don't think my sister got in trouble for that one.
Really?
Yeah,
because you
I'm
both
not,
were idiots.
Yeah, I think we both were stupid. So.
Yeah.
And you were 8.
I think
you're considerably older than that. So you've already thought of one from when you were 8. I bet you have one from every year between 8 and this year.
I don't know.
I bet you do.
My neighbor kids and I, when I was also a kid. I don't play with the neighbor kids as an adult. But we were playing Foursquare, and we had all these, we like played Extreme where we had all these crazy rules. You could throw it off the house and just all this stupid stuff. And one kid dislocated his knee while playing Foursquare in my driveway.
Oh, that's so
painful.
It's
a non-contact sport.
I know, but he was so somehow twisted trying to serve the ball back or whatever it's called that he... Yeah.
Like, or try to catch it in the air and like get it before he landed. Oh my God.
And the worst part is that we're only 4 kids in the neighborhood, and so we couldn't play anymore. We were all injured.
Oh, yeah, 3 squares, no fun.
Yeah, no fun.
He really... Did he have to go to the hospital?
He went home, and then... that's none of my business. What happened after that?
That's, you know what's weird is like, this reminds me of the Tom Segura thing, which I don't want to get into the weeds on.
Oh,
but like,
I watched that video the other day.
It's one of the worst videos. If you've not seen it, I don't think we should link to it because it's probably the most graphic
Google
video.
Google it on your own.
He was literally, it's a stupid injury. He's a grown ass man in his 40s probably. And him and the buddies are all like doing a dunk contest. He goes up to dunk and he comes down. He shatters most of the bones in his body.
Oh my God.
Like his leg is shattered, I know.
What?
I know he broke ribs and he might have broken arm as well.
Is this recent? Mm.
Yeah, it was within the last couple of years. I mean, it's one of the worst videos you'll ever watch because he's visibly broken on the ground. And I do remember like the trauma doctor at the hospital who was going to do surgery on him was like, car accident? He's like, dunk contest.
I don't think I could watch this video.
It's really disturbing.
Oof.
It's always trying to do something like when you were a kid, because I had the same thing happened when I tried to skateboard again.
Yeah.
That's right,
because he fell on his arm.
Oh,
yeah.
And his leg like never really left the floor.
Nope.
It just like stayed. Yeah. Yep.
What do you mean?
You got to watch the video.
It's brutal.
No.
Strap her down. Make her watch the video. All right. If you've been hurt in a stupid way, we'd love to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about the dumb ways you've hurt yourself, stupid injuries. Dylan?
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Yeah, stupid injury right here. I was 19. I was in college. And they had set up a big bouncy castle because we're all just giant kids. And I jumped headfirst into it and fractured my C5 vertebrae. So I broke
my gosh.
Like, you broke your neck.
Oh, yeah.
And are you okay now?
Can you walk?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I had, numbness on, I lost the feeling on kind of, the right side of my body, arms and back and chest for a while. Eventually, the nerves kind of did their thing, and it came back mostly, but I'm basically fine.
Do you remember being young and just assuming if you broke your neck, you're just immediately dead?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Internalized. Still live internal that way.
Peyton Manning broke his neck and won a Super Bowl after.
Mm. Okay. And he's an outlier. That doesn't always happen.
Yeah. Gosh.
Well, Dylan's calling a radio show after breaking his neck.
Yeah. Dylan, you in or out for my birthday party? There's a bouncy house.
Oh, my God.
Hard out.
Okay. Thank you, Dylan. Chris?
Yay.
Stupid injury. What happened?
I actually had two in one day at the same place.
Okay. What happened?
I was 8 years old or so. My dad was a baseball coach, and they were building brand new dugouts. And first one was I was playing tag with some of my friends, and I closed the dugout.
And
Darth Vader. Somehow.
What just happened? You did what to yourself? Did you say you clotheslined yourself?
I did.
Oh.
Yes. Chris, I wish you knew the sound that we
heard. Yeah, it was an amazing thing. Go back, go on the Audacy app later, AUDACY, and just listen to this whole thing, because what happened in the middle is inexplicable.
And then it was later on in the day, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. And then it was later on in the day that my dad asked me to carry some baseball helmet. Get my butt out.
I'm going to pee my pants.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was later on in the day my dad asked me to carry some helmets to the dugout, and I put them in the dugout and stood up and cut my head open on the bat rack.
Chris!
That is horrifying. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Because we have a lot of great horned owls in our neighborhood.
Now somebody's just having their own conversation. Suzanne?
Yay!
Stupid injury. What happened?
Okay, so I moved to this house in Colorado in 2020. Join my husband now. And I have three cats, and he has a German Shepherd. And the German Shepherd was to stay upstairs, and the cat's downstairs because there's a giant doggy door.
Okay.
And we have great horned owls that eat just about everything in our area. So,
So you wanted the cats to go out?
No,
do not want the cats to go out.
Gotcha. Yeah, because they'll be eaten by an owl.
Great horned owl.
Exactly. Anyway, so I was coming.
By the way, I just want everyone to know I have to interrupt. Nothing is real. This is the Matrix. This morning, my algorithm showed me owls attacking cats and cats fighting back.
What?
I literally watched owls attacking cats videos this morning. Wow. And I couldn't believe it. The cats are like, no, not today. And beating the living crap. Like taking the owl out.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, sorry. Keep going.
It's okay. Actually, I had lived in the Pacific Northwest and had a cat eaten by a great horned owl.
Oh,
so I was hyper freaked out and vigilant about it. And so I'm coming up the stairs, and my big guy, Jai, he's 15 pounds. He's kind of racing me, and I'm trying to say, no, 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 no. And I open the door, and I try to close it before even I got through, and I smashed myself in the eye with the doorknob.
Oh, Oh, did you have a black eye?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, so bad. I had to, people would look at me and I'd say, you should see the other guy.
And you're like, it's a door.
Thank you, Suzanne. You guys have a sound effect you want to hear in this next one?
Or should I'm literally going to pee my pants if you keep doing
Samantha?
Yeah.
Stupid injury. What happened?
Okay, so basically, I was late for school, and I was running out to my friend's dad's car.
Sorry.
I was kind of, like, trying to... What?
Nothing. It's just me. Sorry, I'm ruining everybody's stories today.
It's okay. But I tried to, like, jump into the car and, like, Superman into it, like, kind of like how Superman does.
Superman doesn't need a car. He flies.
My forehead on the car.
You did what now?
I like jumped and it was kind of like a Superman dive into the car.
Yeah, I get you.
But then I smacked my forehead on the top of the car and got concussed. So, yeah.
Okay. So you weren't low enough to jump in.
I could see how that could happen.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Right.
Very little like Superman.
Who cannot be concussed. Just FYI. Bill?
Yay, guys.
Yay.
Stupid injury.
Oh, slacker, you know this one. Flip-flops and utility knife.
What?
And what did you do with them?
You guys hang out on Friday night or something? What's going on?
What did you do with them? Utility knife?
It was summertime. I was fixing something in the backyard. My wife just went out for dinner. I was getting ready to take my two young kids out to dinner, and I was like, oh, let me fix this sprinkler system real quick. And I went to cut the sprinkler, and I cut my foot and hit the artery in the foot, and it was just gushing blood left and
your
right.
Your young kids can't drive you.
Nope. They're just sitting there.
No, I was all by myself. I'm like, what do I do? Duct tape. Okay. Duct tape works, so I never got it fixed.
I know that exact injury. Duct tape, and you just go.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
An artery,
like,
man?
All right, let me hurry through this. I was wearing flip-flops. Yeah, not fun.
Mm. Yeah, flip-flops.
Yeah, been that's there. The first crime right there.
Okay. Thank you for the call, man. Nicole?
Yay.
Stupid injury.
Well, I was holding a really big knife, and I was about to chop a watermelon, and my friend said, I bet you cannot chop that in one single chop. And I said, watch me.
Hold my beer.
I said, hi-ya, and I smashed down, and I did it in one single chop, but I caught the glass on the other side, broke it everywhere, and almost severed my finger off.
Nicole, did you give a more impassioned hi-ya when you did it for real?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.